You're listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century, the podcast from Unity San Francisco that explores modern spiritual teachings and provides insight into how to apply them in your life. This is Reverend Ken Daigle. Today's talk was recorded live at Unity San Francisco. Enjoy.
Why? Why are we here? Why are we here in this room? Why are we here on this planet? What is this thing we call God, the divine spirit, but whatever name? Why? What? All these people that came before us ask the same question. And many of us have different answers. But why I am here is because I have been called to something bigger than me. And it resisted it, and I've tried to make it something else, and I've ignored it at my own peril. And maybe you're like that too. But you keep getting called back. As I do this work, and as I dive deeper and deeper into the not only spiritual teachings and unity teachings and all religious teachings, but as I dive into human teachings, what we find is that we are here for each other. We are here to have community. We are here to be in relationship with each other, not living these lives as solo players on this field, but as co-inhabitants of this amazing, amazing gift that's this planet. You know what they've discovered about some of the earliest human species is that they found that they have found fossils of human beings buried with broken femurs, and that it healed before they died, which shows that they lived in a community, and this is thousands, hundreds of thousands of years ago, lived in a community that took care of each other. Because if you lived on the savannah, if you lived in the forest and you broke your femur bone, you weren't going to make it without help. Someone cared for them and fed them and protected them while they healed. And if we look at all the original drawings in the caves, they were all talking about things greater than themselves. The stars, the cycles, the seasons, the herds, everything that showed how we live in community. Anthropologists now know that human beings have developed brains that are actually able to ask the questions, and it is one of the most important things that we do is ask the questions of where do we belong and why do we fit into this community and make community. Now, all animal species do it. You see other animal species do it. We're not alone in that. But human beings also have developed this rituals for death and resurrection and myth. If you look at all the ancient traditions and cultures, even the Egyptians, 5,000, 6,000 years ago, found ways to preserve the bodies for afterlife. To preserve our bodies for the life that they knew we would have on the other side. Unity teaches, and I believe, profoundly believe, that we are eternal. That means that we existed before these bodies, and we will exist after these bodies. So all these people who are flanking me on the stage right now, we have some of our ancestors on the screen. Some of our ancestors who have so influenced our lives that they are with us, not only in spirit, but physically with us today, because they haven't gone anywhere. They have pictures of my mother up there. We have a picture of my nephew who died way too young. And all of them, all of the people on the screen, mean something to someone in this room. And there are countless others that we could put up and will put up here in a minute. We come to this moment, whether we're one of the little kids who came up here earlier or one of the oldest people in this room. I won't ask you to stand up if you're the oldest. Because we want to figure out why. One of the teachers I follow talks about it this way. One of the most important things we can do to fight depression, to stave off suicide, which my nephew succumbed to, is to be in spiritual community. And yet we live in a society right now that eschews this ritual. Fewer and fewer people show up for a Sunday spiritual community. But there is evidence, quantifiable evidence, that shows that if you're connected to a spiritual community, be it a sangha, be it a drumming circle, be it a regular church or a meditation group, that you are 5 times less likely, 5 times less likely to succumb to depression and suicide. There is no pill that does that. There is no medicine that does that. There's no talk therapy that does that as well as being immersed in a community and having people know your name, know your face, and you come together and participate in rituals. I was talking to our board president earlier in this ceremony, which I'm going to describe to you, and we're about to enter into this ritual I created in school. My community, my fellow classmates, we were asked to create a memorial service and to practice it as part of our training to be ministers. And since I don't like doing anything by the rules, I broke them. And instead of doing a memorial service, I did Memorial Day service. And I've done it every year since, for 15 years. And so we teach that life takes many forms. This is a bulb. It is a gladiola bulb. And it looks absolutely dead and lifeless. It's dry, solid, but there's not much to it. And then this is a gladiola. They're the same thing. This is this. Life, death, slumber. We know that we are made of stars. Stars that died. And that the literal explosion and death of a star is how we are here. The very atoms of the star is what makes you and I possible in human form. And so whether someone has given the ultimate sacrifice and given their lives to us and for us in battle, in defense of our country, or our ancestors who have come before us and lived to a ripe old age but passed on, are still here, and that the dust, the stardust, the earth dust, is all the same.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century. I'm Reverend Ken Daigle. follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Unity San Francisco, and learn more about us at unitysf.com. Spiritual Living for the 21st Century is a production of Unity San Francisco.